Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. If I'm right, I'm not a mathematician, but I think I have exactly 1¾ of a minute time for my presentation, so I could already begin with thanking you. I don't make any introduction. I brought you some pictures. I tried to give you a very brief overview on the fee system in Switzerland today and also especially tomorrow. I skip this slide, so I gain a bit of time. The current fee system is explained very shortly. As everyone, or as a lot of people, we have four factors who are decisive for a fee. You have to have an operational radio television reception device at home. Households do have to pay, businesses do have to pay, and we have various exemptions also for poor people, people requiring care, etc. The collection system is a public invitation to tender. We give a mandate for 7 years. Actually, it's BILAG who won this invitation to tender. We heard already a lot of reasons for change of the system. I don't want to be long. We heard the technical evolution. I think here everybody would agree on this evolution. Everybody would agree on the fact that every device we have is already a receiver. So Swisscom, the biggest telecom provider in Switzerland, helped us a little bit in this case. They launched an offer, very interesting. You can buy for €6 per month 30 television programs. You receive them on a flat rate basis on your mobile device. You can also have the same offer for the same price on your PC. I think the main thing would be, or the most important thing is to explain the politics this evolution, and with such offers you can explain that. Another reason in Switzerland is a high number of evaders, especially in the business area. We made a study, about 80% of the very small businesses, they don't pay the fee. The administrative costs, I think it's a reason, at least in Switzerland, to change the system. And you have some checks. The BILAG in Switzerland can't go to the household. That is not very much liked by the population in Switzerland. We got a mandate by the parliament, and we made a report, which has been discussed also by our federal government. We examined, a little bit similar to Norway, four alternatives for the current fee system. We discussed the funding from the federal budget. The main rejection reasons for this solution was the independence of television. If the funding comes from the budget, it's clear the parliament has the saying and independence is endangered, as Professor Holznagel already explained. The second solution, the second alternative we checked and we discussed, was a device independent fee per capita and per business. We thought that what wouldn't be just compared to the today's system, because if you have several adults living in a household, they have to pay a lot more in fees than today. The third alternative was a device independent fee per household and business. That means every household and every business has to pay, but there would be an opt-out option if you don't have a device to receive radio or television. We didn't like this option because it doesn't solve the problem. You still have to define what is a reception fee. You still have to check, to control whether this exception is really valid. And if somebody changes its mind after a couple of months or a year, then he has to pay the fee, but he will for sure forget to announce himself. So we came to the conclusion, and that's also the meaning, the opinion of our government, that a device independent fee per household and business, that's a principle, would be the best solution. You can look after this report. It's unfortunately only in German on our homepage. Just to be in time, we are about in the middle. Coffee break is approaching. What are the advantages of this device independent fee or household or media tax, whatever you want to call it. You don't have to define anymore what is a receiver. The evaders will go down dramatically. The number of people obliged to pay will increase. And we made some calculations in Switzerland. We think that we could get to a decrease of about 70 euros per year per household if everybody pays with such a tax. And that will be one of the main arguments in the political discussion. Of course, there is a big disadvantage. What are we going to do with businesses and households who refrain deliberately from using radio and television? We could already discuss our proposal in the parliament that the main argument in Switzerland is we are very old democracy, and we try to argue that everybody, even if he doesn't use radio or television, is going to profit from a system that promotes discussion, that media really have a task which is fixed in the constitution, and this discussion about democratic political issues will be only held if you have a media system that functions, and that means that everybody can gain or profit from a system. We could persuade most of the political parties except the right-wing parties, but this discussion of course have to be made, because the main argument against such a fee is I pay only what I use. To sum it up, we made, I think, a very important step. Our government and also the advisory committee of the first parliamentary chamber, they thought that such a device independent fee would be the best solutions. But we got also the mandate to define exemptions. As our Finnish colleague said, I think you need to have exemption for poor people, exemption of social reason, maybe for certain businesses. And that's the biggest danger as well for a system. If you have too many exemptions and you have to finance, you have to have a fixed income, then these exemptions could endanger the whole system, because if you have to go up with the fee and you don't have the argument anymore of a decrease of the fee, it will be politically very difficult to achieve the goal. Concerning the collection system, we had two alternatives: collection by the cantons and municipalities via tax returns, or status quo, public invitation to tender for the collection mandate. Our government and the parliament, they both were of the opinion that the current system is better, because the cantons and the municipalities, they don't have the means, the infrastructure, and also the know-how, for example, to judge exemptions, and they are far too expensive. The cantons and municipalities, they collect also the federal taxes, and they have by constitution a right of 17% to keep for their efforts. BILAG is much more effective. They have a ratio of about 4%. That means that we will stick to the old system, or at least we hope that we will stick to the old system. We think that we will get a mandate in September to make a draft legislation in this direction. We could prepare this draft beginning of 2011. In Switzerland, every new legislation has to be to go in a public consultation. There will be discussed in public parliamentary debates 2011 and 12. And in the best case, we would have a new legislation, a new system in 2013. That will be a long process. That will be a very difficult discussions. We have already hundreds of mails and letters which are against this, but I still think it would be a system that is better, fairer, and at the end also guarantees a public service broadcasting. Well, it took me almost 5 minutes, but still I kept in time. Thank you.